In order to get high school students to talk so freely about sex, you have to desensitize them while they are still young. If you can convince them, while they are young, that homosexuality is normal and romantic, they will have no objection to it when they are older and considering having sexual experiences. The following recordings were made in a workshop entitled The Struggles and Triumphs of Including Homosexuality in a Middle School Curriculum. One of the purposes of this workshop was to demonstrate to homosexual teachers ways to get around the roadblocks that parents, principals, and administrators set up to protect children from the moral depravity of homosexuality. 12-year-old children, who ought not even be thinking about sex, wrote on the blackboard comments about homosexuality which reveal how little they actually understood what it was.
For homosexuality, they said, don't knock it until you've tried it. What if you haven't tried a vegetable, how do you know you'll like it? That one's interesting. And also, when did you decide to become a lesbian, and have you ever considered becoming normal? Questions like that, and they're playing a role in the presentation.
Don't knock it until you try it. Seventh grade students equated trying homosexual sex with trying different vegetables as if the two were comparable. No seventh grader makes these types of statements on her own. She doesn't even know what she should be trying. This teacher has indoctrinated her seventh grade, 12-year-old students to believe that experimentation is the best way to learn about their sexual orientation. In this workshop, the lesbian teacher presenter let the group watch a video she had her seventh grade students prepare to convince the administrators, principal, and fellow students that homosexuality was normal and not about the sex. Seventh grade students are in no place to make determinations about sexual orientation. Additionally, teachers have no right to make students participate in a curriculum which will override the moral choices of their parents.
So now what I'm going to do is show you one of the two videos they did on homosexuality.
As the MCAS scores show, a comprehension of history is lacking in Massachusetts schools. However, this lesbian teacher has found time enough to teach her students about the Greek acceptance of homosexuality. You are about to hear a seventh grade student tell her 12-year-old peers that celebrated homosexuality has a glorious history. Did you catch that? A seventh grade student just told her peers that it was normal for an adolescent boy to be sexually mentored by an older and wiser man. We specifically tell our children not to accept candy from strangers. We specifically teach them to say mommy's in the shower if no adult is home. But here, a Massachusetts teacher tells her adolescent students that they should be honored if they were sodomized by an older, wiser man. The actions of this teacher are reprehensible and without excuse. There is a lot of talk about prayer in schools. Regardless of the discussion, any suggestion that there should be a Bible discussion in school is automatically outruled. Yet our seventh grade student will gladly misrepresent to her fellow students what the Bible says about homosexuality.
What does the Bible say about homosexuality? If a person believes something, homosexuality is not wrong. Traditionally, religion has denounced gay and lesbian relationships because sex was supposed to be only for procreation, that's children. The Bible has sometimes been used to justify persecution and discrimination against gays and other groups of people. Many passages in the Bible, however, teach people to love one another, to treat others with respect, and not judge others. Although the Bible is sometimes used as a weapon against them, many gay men and lesbians are still considered the helpful guys in their life. And it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. What counts is what you think.
Actually, the Bible explicitly condemns homosexuality as sin. There is absolutely no way to state otherwise.
Can homosexuals choose not to be gay? choose not to practice homosexuality. That is, they can decide not to have sex with members of their own sex. But for most gay people, it is probably not possible to choose how they feel inside and which sex they are attracted to.
Again, the propaganda is well at work in this young child. She has already learned that homosexuality is inborn and unchangeable. The truth is that thousands of homosexuals have left the homosexual lifestyle, and many have moved on to fulfilling heterosexual marital relationships. In this presenter's emphasis on homosexuality in her classes, she told the story about a Speak Out representative coming to one of her classes. Speak Out is a tax-funded organization which coaches children how to tell their gay story to their classmates and teachers. This teacher told of her bad experience with Speak Out because he told too much to her seventh graders. He told the students how to have anal intercourse. What she didn't know was that particular speaker was in her workshop.
I'm that speaker who was at the middle school and brought up the topic of whether or not homosexuality was illegal. And the other topic was, do gay men go through red barriers to meet other men? And it's a very difficult thing to talk with anybody, even seventh graders, in the seventh grade class. And our policy in Speak Out is that you can ask us anything, and we will answer truthfully, as best to our knowledge, our experience. And so the way I felt about it was, even though they were young kids, we read the questions they had written, and they were very explicit, and a lot of them were about sex. And I don't know what the school policy is about sex ed and how much you tell the kids, but our policy is that we don't lie, we don't hide things, and we'll try to address it to the kid level. So I tried to be very, let's leave the legal terminology of sodomy, and that it is part of our culture. And I wanted to make sure the kids were aware that it wasn't enforced against heterosexual sodomy, it was enforced against homosexual sodomy. And the other thing about stereotypes of gay men, you know, hanging out at rest areas and, you know, being like predatory kind of thing. I wanted the kids, because they had just seen the movie There's Something About Mary. You know, and these are kids that are 12 years old and they're watching R-rated movies. So, you know, so kids are exposed to this and they need to talk about it. And they can't talk to their parents, they can't talk to their teachers sometimes, and they can't talk to their churches or synagogues. So who do they talk to? Well, they talk to Speak Out.
Speak Out, a tax-funded organization, will fill your children with homosexual propaganda in the schools with no concern about school policy, parental rights, or deeply held religious beliefs. Children are told to ignore what everyone else thinks, including their parents, about sexuality.